sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a sunny morning in June, a Sitka black-tailed deer steps out of the thick brush into a clearing in the forest. A tiny fawn is at her heels. Its gangly legs make this little spotted fawn look bigger than it really is. This fawn is only a couple weeks old and weighs about as much as my cat. When fawns are very young, does will leave them alone for hours in a quiet, sheltered hiding place while they go off and feed. The doe is a more conspicuous target for a predator, but she's very fast. The fawn is an easy target, and it'll be weeks before it can outrun a bear. Hidden in tall grass, ferns, and underbrush, or in a berry bush thicket with virtually no scent to attract a bear, a fawn is pretty safe. After a few weeks, the fawn will travel short distances with their mothers. If a bear does encounter a doe and a fawn, another strategy comes into play. The doe will jump and bolt, fleeing the scene and drawing the bear's attention and distracting it. The fawn will drop and lay still and silent, and odds are good the bear will overlook it. In both these scenarios, the fawn is not abandoned. People who find unattended deer fawns should leave them alone. The mother will be back soon. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.